Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. And it's kind of like people today, right? They look at us when you knock on their doors and they're like, how are you a Christian? You go to church on Sundays. You don't really get it. I've got the truth. You're supposed to go to church on Saturday. And again, we'll get into that another time. It's just people putting their traditions and their doctrines above the Word of God. Again, Jesus said very clearly that man was not made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath, the day of rest, was made for man. Now, just a real quick, we're done here. We're going to stop right here. And we're going to cover the rest of chapter 5 next week, because there is so much in this chapter that, you know, I just wanted to break it up into two spots. But I have some bonus material for you. This is the bonus round here. Who's ever heard of Sabbath mode on appliances? Because what I want to show you is that the attitude that these Jews had back here in John chapter 5 is still alive today in this very day and age here. And I work on appliances, and so I see this Sabbath mode on all these different appliances, and it just makes me think of these stories here in the Bible. I'm just going to read this for you. Sabbath mode, also known as Shabbos mode, that's the Ashkenazi pronunciation, it says, or Shabbat mode, is a feature in many modern home appliances, including ovens and refrigerators, which is intended to allow the appliances to be used subject to various constraints by Shabbat observant Jews on the Shabbat and Jewish holidays. The mode usually overrides the usual everyday operation of the electrical appliance and makes the operation of the appliance comply with the rules of halakha, Jewish law. Right, so there's these different features, and each oven's different. I think the new Whirlpool ovens, I was reading about this the other day, they have a feature where they can, like, not turn your heating element on when you open the door, and it keeps the lights off. It's really bizarre stuff. Like, I'm literally scratching my brain. Now, there was a couple years ago when I used to run my own appliance business where somebody had called me, and she's like, yes, tomorrow's the Shabbat, and my Sabbath mode is not working on my oven. I was like, nope, I don't know how to fix that. I just call somebody else. I am not dealing with that. I'm not going to a Jew's house to try to fix the Sabbath mode, because you're going to try to rip me off anyway. You know it's true. Look. All right, let's move on here. I'm going to read this here about the ovens with you. It says, while according to halakha, raw food may not be cooked on the Shabbat, food that was already cooked beforehand may be kept warm until mealtime. In the past, the Sabbath observant would leave their food heating on the stove where it had been covered with a metal sheet, or in the oven which had been cooked before the onset of Sabbath. Contemporary consumers seek to use their kitchen's oven to keep food hot for Sabbath consumption, but must be assured that in opening, or that when they open the door to receive or to retrieve food, no Sabbath laws will be inadvertently broken. An example of this would be ovens which are programmed to remove power from their heating element when the door is opened. When the door is opened, use of the oven would not be possible on the Sabbath without making modifications. So it, like, locks the different things out. So if the kids come by and they open the door, they can't be like, oh, you just broke all these laws. You know, what what plagues you? What are you trying to bake a cake on the Sabbath? You know, we're going to stone you to death. He goes on to say this. On weekday holidays, food may be cooked, but turning the heat on is prohibited. Aren't you glad we're free in Christ? this is stupid. Okay, on these festive days, the domestic needs of the Sabbath observant consumer may require that their oven be heated over a period of as much as 72 hours to allow for cooking during the festival. In the past, one would simply light a stove or oven before the festival began, and its heat was used over the course of the coming days. In recent decades, however, appliance manufacturers have instituted safety features which present a challenge to festival use. One typical challenge is the auto shutoff, which automatically shuts off the heater after a predetermined number of hours. For an appliance to be compliant with religious requirements when Shabbat mode is operating, the standard 6 or 12 hour automatic shutoff should be overridden. And all lights and displays, for example, a light that might go on when the door is open, should be disabled. However, a number of manufacturers have not dealt with these issues caused by the heating elements and thermostats, which in some Sabbath modes continue to operate as normal. So, uh-oh. Right, there's some manufacturers out there that aren't quite kosher. They're not quite on board with the Jewish laws here. It says some models do not even take care of the issues of the lights. And so these guys are, this is Wikipedia here, they're mad. So obviously you can tell who probably wrote this article. It was probably a Jew. In more recently designed ovens, Shabbat mode will often feature the ability to adjust the temperature of the oven without any feedback to the operator of the oven. It says, according to the prevailing Orthodox opinion and the minority conservative view, this is not relevant to the Shabbat, but is useful on some holidays. When adjusting the heat is allowed, but changing a digital readout on the control panel is not. So remember, they can't push buttons, right? You can't carry a mat. You can't do, I mean, look, it's work to get out of bed. Is it okay to wake up on the Sabbath? That's what I want to ask them. It says, with some Shabbat mode ovens that are controlled using a keypad to set the temperature, there is a random delay triggered after a button is pressed before the temperature change takes place. Right over my head. You know what? You call me on this? I'm not working on this. Go call somebody else. All right, let me see. I'm going to move on here real quick. I got all the appliances here. I'm just going to real quick mention the refrigerator because this is interesting here. It's a refrigerator, man. Just calm down. All right, let's see here. Oh, yeah, it says, however, Rabbi Hyneman said that it is permissible to press the buttons like in the like, what did he say, like 24 hours in advance, and if the oven does decide to go off and, you know, if it decides to fail, it's permissible to keep pressing the buttons to adjust it on the Sabbath because it could burn your house down. So you got to be careful, right? Safety first. All right, refrigerators. A Shabbat mode refrigerator includes, at a minimum, the ability to disable all lights or other electrical activity from occurring when the refrigerator door is opened. Some Shabbat mode refrigerators include a timer for the compressor so that opening the door, which would normally indirectly cause the compressor to run on as soon as the temperature rises, will have no immediate effect on the electrical operation of the appliance. Instead of having these engineers think of ways to cater to these Jews, why don't you just make stuff that lasts more than a year?
Right.
How about we do that? I think that's more valuable to this planet than catering to the Jews. So from now on, when people say, why didn't, you know, my grandma's fridge lasted 30 years, I'm going to say, yeah, that's because all they care about now is Sabbath mode. You know, and so they put five computer boards in all these appliances and they all talk to each other. And when one blows, you can't tell which one it is. The last one is a lamp. Okay. A Shabbat lamp. A Shabbat lamp is a special lamp that has movable parts to expose or block out its light so it can be turned on or off while its power physically remains on. Because remember, doing this type of stuff is hard work on the Sabbath. You gotta, I guess they can't do their clap-on lights. Do they even make those anymore, these clap-on lights? I don't think they do they? I don't know. But either way, I'm not sure if that's Jew approved. We're going to stop right there because I'm just going to start laughing the rest of the service, all right? Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Lord, thank you so much for your truth. Thank you for your freedom, Lord, that we don't have to worry about our appliances, Lord, operating and stuff like that on the Sabbath. I just pray that you'd bless us as we go throughout the week, Lord. Please bring us back safely for Wednesday service and soul winning this week. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.